Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean toward you.
It's really helpful. You can also learn control. You have to have self-control when it comes to spending your money, right? So start an emergency fund. It's so many folks that don't have an emergency fund, and guys, the unexpected always happens, right? So as we're talking about financial tips and how to save your money, you want to write some of these things down. And you not only write them down and stare at them, don't write them down and do absolutely nothing with them once you write them down. You want to write them down and start to execute a plan. Start an emergency fund. Okay, what's an emergency fund? And this is the number one thing that we get from individuals. Well, I don't make enough money to save. Guys, I promise you, if you put up $10, if you put up $20 every time you get paid, a lot of the banks now, I know my bank does it. One of my banks, they do it, Bank of America. They actually do the keep the change. So when you spend a dollar amount, they round it off to the higher amount, and they put that in your savings account for you. And that accumulates the savings, right? So every time you use your card, it'll round it off. If it's $5.02 or $5.50, they'll round it off to $6. And they start the savings account for you. So look into your financial institutions and see if they offer that. Start saving for retirement. Now, I hope some of us that are up there in age, we have already started way back when saving for retirement. Guys, you don't want to work the rest of your life. Social Security nowadays, we know, is not paying a lot of money for folks to live off of, and nor is, you know, retirement. So even if you're working at a job and you're getting retirement, you still may want to have a separate IRA, maybe with your bank or with a credit union or with another financial institution. These are all things right now, guys, that you can put in place. But hopefully a lot of us do have a retirement already in place. Get a grip on your taxes. Get a grip on your taxes. I know a lot of times now, I'm not the legal expert to tell you what to do with your taxes. But on your taxes, get a grip on them. If you are, during the year, we all know, as an HR expert and professional, I know that during the year, you know, I get a lot of questions about how many folks should I claim on my taxes. You claim the number that fits your household, and that's really a lot of times the only information that we can give. And you claim the number that fits your household. No one can tell you what to claim on your taxes. You have to seek legal advice to learn if you are stuck on what to claim on your taxes. But during the end of the year, sometimes you end up owing taxes, right? Or sometimes we get this lump sum of money back, and guys, you think you hit the lotto. Your tax money is not for you to go and frivolously spend. I think a lot of us feel like, well, I worked all year. When I get my taxes back, that's my time to shine. Well, let me tell you something, guys. It's not your time to shine. It's your time to put that money up and act as if it doesn't exist. Now, I know some of us may have some lingering financial situations. You're just coming through Christmas. You've spent all your money Christmas because you're counting on your tax refund. Guys, that's not the way to think when it comes to your financial status. You don't want to think, I'll spend all my money up Christmas because I know I'm going to get a tax refund. You want to spend your money during the holidays. Like I said, be accountable for the money that you're spending, but also look at your tax refund as, hey, I just got a bonus for my savings account. Does that make sense? Take your tax refund. If you want to take out, you know, XYZ amount of dollars, you know, to go and do something nice for yourself, fine, but take that money and put it into your savings account. And in your mind, that money doesn't exist. And then when you continue to add to that money at the end of the year of 2018, you have gotten a significant increase in your savings account. So think of these things and not think of it as, oh, I get to spend it because I worked all year for it. And granted, you did work all year for it, but it actually it's going to help you live life financial freedom longer throughout your life. So you don't want to spend it all right now. Add some to your emergency fund, because your emergency fund and your savings account technically doesn't have to be the same account. Your emergency fund should definitely be something that you throw 40 in and 50 in or 20 in or 30 in, whatever you can afford. I always say 10% or whatever your income is, you should throw that in your savings account, and then also throw another $10, $20 into your emergency fund. Because, guys, we do know emergencies happen, right? You get flat tires. Something goes wrong with the car. Something pops up with the kids. That can happen. Your water heater breaks in your home. Your AC goes out. Just anything that can happen on an emergency fund level, you need to have emergency funds. Then you don't have to wait for that your paycheck to pay for this, and now you're setting yourself back because you have to take money out, a chunk of money out of your paycheck that you did not expect or account for that you had to take out, and now you actually don't have any money in your savings, and you have to use all your money from your paycheck, which is not, to me, is not practical, guys. Guard your health and guard your wealth. So what does that mean? Guard your wealth and guard your health. Okay, as far as your health is concerned, guys, a lot of us still don't have health insurance. Health insurance is the way of life now. We don't know if you're going to need it. We don't know if you're not going to need it, but you need to have it in place. It's just like car insurance. It's like life insurance. It's like homeowners insurance. All these insurances are non-negotiable, and they need to be in place. Because health insurance, of course, you can be walking around at 100 today. And, guys, illnesses do take place. And you don't want to get in a situation where you have an illness or something happens and you don't have health insurance, because paying out your pocket, you cannot get the medical care, sometimes the best of the medical care that you will need. So be sure, go recheck your health insurance. Guarding your wealth, and that's talking about a lot of the things that I'm talking about overall as far as guiding your wealth and having some type of financial planning. So let's go back and recap a little bit on what we're talking about today. And so we're talking about not overspending during the holidays, taking control of your financial future, knowing where your money goes, starting an emergency fund, start saving for retirement if you're not already doing that, and getting a grip on your taxes. So those are a lot of the things right now that I want you guys. These are things that can actually change your life. Those things that I just named are things that can actually change your life. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little more about some tips that we can utilize to change your financial status, also to increase your financial status. I'll be back shortly.
Put your pinky ring to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 carats magic in the air. Hit the tone so clear. Look out. Pop, pop, it's showtime. 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 Guess who's back again? Oh, they don't know. Downtown. Oh, they don't know. Downtown. I bet they know as soon as we walk in. Showtime. I'm wearing Cuban links. Yeah. Design a mix. Yeah. Englewood shining shoes. Whoop, whoop. Don't look too hard, might hurt yourself. Known to get the color red, the blue. Dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky ring up to the moon.
Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
24 karat magic in the air.
The air. Yes, y'all. I was singing that, honey. I love me some Bruno Mars. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. For those of you that are just tuning in, we are talking about financial freedom, how to take control of your finances during the holidays, and why you should not overspend as we are prepping you to take you into 2018. All right. So, again, guys, we're going to get back to the previously things that we talked about were learn to take self-control over your money, knowing where your money goes, how to start an emergency fund, start saving for retirement right now, getting a grip on your taxes, and overall guarding your wealth and making sure that you are going back today, right today. You're going back once you've done, you know, when you leave work today, if you're at home today, you can do it right now. You can look at your life insurance policies. Those are really, really important. I know that we are starting to see a lot of GoFundMe fundraising for people when they have deaths in their family and things of that nature. Guys, life insurance is truly, truly important. If you have a cut back on getting coffee every day or if you have a cut back on your everyday expenses, but life insurance is just as important as you paying your mortgage or your rent. That's non-negotiable. Because you do leave a burden and you leave debts and things of that nature with your family. So go check your life insurance policies. If you don't have one, you might want to look into getting one. I know AAA has a lot of life insurance. I mean, they offer great life insurance, different policies, and they're affordable rates. MetLife, they also offer life insurance. I know with AAA, you don't even have to do a medical screening to get life insurance. I just wanted to throw some of those out there today so you guys can go and get life insurance. If you're interested, if you don't have a 401k, a lot of the financial institutions like Merrill Edge, they offer, you know, IRA, E-Trade offers retirement IRA accounts. And if you're at an employer, you definitely should look into their 401k plans as well with your employers. A lot of us that are entrepreneurs, business owners, and we're not actually working W-2 status, those are some of the ways that you can start your retirement. Have an emergency fund, putting $10 to $20 in your emergency fund every time you get paid. So opposed to you buying that, you know, those new shoes or buying the tickets to that game or buying the latest coat or the latest Jordans, put that money in your emergency fund and let that start to accumulate. So when you do have emergencies, you do have something that you can actually account, you can actually go to and utilize. So hope you guys, that helps you out. Also during the holidays, you don't have to go out and buy and spend thousands of dollars on Christmas gifts, guys. So be mindful of that. I know that we have kids that want all these things and they put a lot of pressure on parents. But parents, just be mindful that you don't have to buy everything on the list. Sometimes you have to negotiate, okay, well, you get out of the 10 things on your list, we're going to get you two. Don't overspend where you're going to go broke in January. And don't count your income tax check that you have not received yet as a means of spending, overspending for the holidays, because a lot of us are guilty of that. Track your income and expenses. Like I said, Mint is a good, great app to use. I use Mint a lot to track my income and my expenses, as well as keeping up with my household and monthly bills. Being careful not to overspend on gifts. Again, you don't have to overspend on gifts. Everybody doesn't have to make the Christmas list. I know that there are some folks that are definitely going to make that list. We don't, doesn't matter what I say or any of the financial advisor says, but guys, don't overspend on gifts. Sometimes the smaller things mean the most. Paying attention to your mortgage interest rate. Make sure you're paying attention to your mortgage interest rates. That's important too, after you buy a home. Because a lot of times people who fail to do this may miss out of, you know, you can miss out on refinance opportunities that could save you tens of thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. So guys, pay attention to your mortgage interest rates. That's really important. Don't be an impulsive buyer. Now I'm quite sure 60% of the folks tuning into the show today are impulsive buyers, because, I mean, I used to be guilty of being an impulsive buyer, almost to the point where I would convince myself why I needed to have what it is that I was trying to buy right now, that it was a must. And I would go buy all these things, these clothes, and yeah, sometimes I wouldn't wear these things for 2 or 3 months. I wouldn't wear it for 7 or 8 months, but I would buy it at that moment because I felt in my mind I had to have it. So changing your mindset. So when I go through the store now, actually my daughter, it drives her crazy, pick up all these things, and I have all this stuff. I'm going to try it on, and I'm going to get this, and I'm going to get that. And by the time we get to the register, I have one item. And sometimes I don't even make it to the register, because a lot of the times you see things and it gets you excited. You know, and this is really more for females, I know, a lot, most of the time. We see things and we get really excited. It's like, I got to have it. I can see myself in it. And then you look, you know, and don't, God forbid if it's on sale. I mean, that's definitely your excuse to buy it. But if you are going to shop, definitely shop for sales. Don't buy things at full price, because everything at some point gets discounted. Now, unless you're going in the Louis Vuitton store. So they don't do sales in there. But far as clothes and bags and things of that nature, just make sure that you don't buy things at full price. And just think about it. What's the value of a lot of the clothes and shoes that you purchase? What's going to be the value of it, you know, over the next 2 years? Look at it in that aspect. Look at it as, how long are you going to carry that bag? Is it just the excitement right now, or is that something you're able, is it seasonal, or is it something you're able to carry year-round? Or just look at all those aspects and talk to yourself sometimes about, do I want this or do I need this? Because that's what I ask myself. Is this a want or need? So those are some great tips to use when you're actually going in these stores and you're and shopping. I don't even go in stores. A lot of times, if I go in the mall at this point, because I'm looking for something in particular, but I don't go to the mall now when I'm bored. If I don't have anything to do, I want to go walk around the mall. I just don't do it to myself, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to see something you want to buy. Now, if you scale back on a lot of those things, then you can put that money again in your emergency fund. A lot of times we don't want to put the money in our emergency fund because we feel like, okay, well, why would I put the money over there now? I don't, it's not serving any purpose. And a lot of us like for our money to serve us purpose right now. So that's another reason why a lot of folks don't put money in their emergency funds nor their savings accounts. But be mindful for that impulsive spending. And don't buy things on impulse. And one of the best things you can do too is making a shopping list. This is particularly good for if you go in a grocery store. How many of us go in a grocery store and we say, I am going to get 3 items in your mind, but you don't have a shopping list, and you go in there and the cart is full. So you get to the register and you've spent $100 opposed to the $20 that you had your intentions of going in there and spending. And couponing is good. I know a lot of folks always say they don't have the time for the couponing. They don't understand the couponing. But, guys, there is a lot, like anything else, there's some education out there where they educate you how to use the coupons. And they're good if you're doing a lot of bulk shopping. So if you're doing, you know, if you're going to spend $20 or $30, sometimes you can't. Couponing might not be a big deal. But if you're going to spend money on large quantity of grocery items, couponing is a way to go. And you might want to find out, you know, if there are any classes or anything like that in the community or someone that can educate you on how to do the couponing, because there definitely is an art to it. Open your bills when you get them. How many of us get our bills and we put them to the side because we feel like, well, I'm not going to pay that right now. just open your bills when you get them. So visually you see, okay, here's my bill, and where are you putting that bill to know to make sure that it gets paid on time? Do you have a spreadsheet? Are you using any type of software that you're keeping track with your spending? A lot of online banking now, you can go in and set budgets as well. So I'm not sure if it's all of them, but a lot of online banking, the credit unions, they are offering too as well, where you can go in and track your spending and set up budgets. And make sure you pay your bills on time, right? Because what happens if you don't pay your bill on time, we all know that when you don't pay your bill on time, by the time you get your next bill, they've added that balance to the new bill. So now you got a higher bill, you know, and then you start to get your cutoff notices, and you push a lot of pressure on yourself. So try to pay your bills on time. I really prefer zero balances when it comes to bills, but I know that we all, of course, and, you know, get in situations we can't pay the bill in full or on time. But think about the excessive spending of things that you don't need the next time when you get, you know, you're going to pay your bills late, because all these things are important. And again, keeping a little bit of cash in your wallet. So if you know that over the weekend you have to go to the grocery store, or you want to, you know, maybe even go out to eat or whatever your plans are. If you have $100 in your wallet, and once that $100 is gone, whatever you spent it on, your weekend is done. So then from that point, you don't go and spend any more money. You don't get to use your debit card or anything of that nature. Just some great strategies to try to use to be able to take control of your finances. And then your automatic pay. A lot of us do get automatic paycheck deductions and paid, and we get things taken out of our check. Make sure you're keeping abreast of all that. Sometimes you might want to check that throughout the year just to make sure that's on point. Because sometimes you might want to revise and change some things. When you're going to dinner, do you want to go to Del Frisco's, Ruth's Chris? Or are you okay, you know, this weekend if, you know, going to your Olive Garden or, you know, because sometimes you want to get out with your friends, but, you know, do you want the $100 dinner ticket or are you okay with the $20 dinner ticket? These are all things we have to be mindful of, because we really get excited when it's time to do things and we don't stop to think sometimes before we spend our money. And then you get back home on Monday again, you're like, I can't believe I spent, you know, $100 on dinner this weekend. It's the same thing with going to concerts because your average concert, you have to buy a ticket. You normally go get an outfit. You normally get your hair done. You normally get your nails done. I mean, you go all out when it's time to go to a concert. So you're not just looking at the concert ticket. You're looking at everything else that has to come with you getting to the concert. So be mindful of that as well. Is this a concert you might have to skip this time because you need to take that money and put it into your savings account or your emergency fund or your IRA? So these are all things sometimes you have to make sacrifices. And that's a lot of times what we have issues with doing, making sacrifices. So we talked about coupons and things of that nature. So the underlining tip to all of this is take control of your finances. So you got some great tips today for your finances. If you don't have a lot of those things in place, again, people ask how to start a savings account. Save at least 10% of your pay should go into your savings account, and then at least $5, $10, $20 should go into your emergency fund. And, guys, let's be honest. Some of us go to Starbucks. Some of us eat out to lunch every day. A lot of us, you know, we're at Panera Bread. We're at all these places spending $8 to $10 a day on lunch. Guys, go to the grocery store on Sundays and make your lunch for 3 days. Treat yourself to lunch on Friday. You know, I'm not saying don't do any of these things anymore. Just scale back on them and make some sacrifices so you can get an increase in a lot of the areas financially in your life that you're going to need it. So, again, you don't have to go to lunch every day. You don't have to accept every invitation. If you have those friends, you know, that want to call and they want to do lunch, you know, every blue moon, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you just went to lunch on Monday and spent $10, $12 on lunch and, you know, a friend calls and want to do lunch, you don't have to accept the invitation or have them come to your home and you cook them something that you can actually have left over that you can take to lunch the next day. Again, these are all practical things that you have to be mindful to change and increase your financial freedom. So, again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Financial Wealth, Financial Advice show this morning with Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy, and we're going to go to a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things that you need to stop today spending your money on.
I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean towards you. I'm a puzzle, yes indeed. Ever complex in every way. And all the pieces aren't even in the pie. And yet, you see the picture clear as day. I don't know why you like me, and that I love you. Catch me when I fall. The beat was enough, and that's why I love you.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.